Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
You're welcome to write to us, angels@jacarandafm.com. The letter sent in for this morning is Zalkun Yeh, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
Gaan met jou?
Goeie dankie,
enself. Dankie, welkom hier so by ons. Jy het vir ons 'n briefie geskryf. Vertel my meer oor wat jy geskryf.
Ek het vandag geskryf oor my kerel.
Hy
is vroeg hierdie jaar gediagnoseer met Lek-Kalf-Busies disease, wat disorder is, wat maak dat die bloedvloei na sy femur van sy kop heeltemal afgesluit is. Soos die femur van sy been, of sy kop van sy femur, is heeltemal dood. En dit het heeltemal begin disintegreer, en die joint, wat maak dat hy by sy heup insluit, is weg. En op die oomblik is dit net been op been wat jy mekaar skeer. En
ouch, Josh.
Ja.
How are you? Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre. Het gaan baie goed, dankie, met jou.
Baie goed, dankie. So dit klink na 'n pynvolle situasie, en jy is maar net 24, jy raak 25 nou in Junie, né? Nee?
Ek het Sondag 25 geword.
Hey, happy birthday. Josh, en wanneer het jy agtergekom daar's 'n probleem?
So ek dink basis maar einde 2023 het die pyn maar bietjie gekom en gaan. Nie ernstig nie, so ek het maar net gedink is ou sportbesering of is dalk het verkeerd geslaap of wat ook al.
So you think it's like a muscular thing?
Yes. So I don't think much of it, maar toe begin het erger raak oor die maande en het gaan begin meer en meer te raak. En begin van die jaar besluit ek maar wel, sy het besluit ek moet nou dokter toe gaan. En toe wens jy, toe gaan sien ek een dokter, toe verduidelik ek vir hom, hoorie, ek is nie seker wat is fout nie, want op die oomblik het ek pijn in my heup, en dan gaan het na my knie toe, en toe verduidelik ek vir my, ek kan nie precies my sê wat is fout nie, want is either my knie of my heup, so hy gaan my na een specialist toe refer, en toe gaan ek soon toe kry x-rays en alles, en dis toe hulle my verduidelik nie, ek het Perthes disease, en ongelukkig gaan ek 'n hele heupvervanging moet doen.
Hip replacement. And what do you do for a living? Wat doen jy?
Ek is in die hospitaliteit industrie. So
okay.
Ek werk baar met mense elke dag.
Alright, so you did barman work at one stage as well?
Yes.
It's a lot of time on your feet.
Exactly. Almost 8 hours a day.
8 hours a day on your feet and stuff like that. And when you got a job, I believe that one of the first things you did was to get a medical aid.
Yes.
Which is smart.
Very smart.
So good job there, Josh. You got yourself a medical aid. So when the specialist and the doctors told you what the solution is, and thank goodness we live in an age where there can be a solution, hip replacements, obviously it comes with great cost.
Yes.
But thankfully you've got medical aid.
Yeah, the only reason why I can't do it on a medical aid at the moment is because it's preferred as a chronic condition, so I don't have my medical aid for a year now, so I have to wait and then try to get the surgery again, which is not promised.
So the medical aid wasn't set up to cover this particular...
Not at the moment, due to the fact because it's a chronic condition. I didn't state it on when I got my medical aid.
Oh, come on, guys.
But that's because you didn't know.
No.
Exactly.
So that's the admin crisis.
Yeah. Yes.
Because they ask you a whole lot of questions, but you couldn't answer it because you didn't know.
I didn't know what was wrong.
Like, what do they call it, like a pre-existing condition or something?
Yes.
As you came into it. Which happens a lot. We do hear that a lot as well. And I'm guessing it's not a cheap job?
No. So when I saw the price of it, I think just for the surgery and the prosthesis, it's amper 50,000 rand.
That's just for the doctor's consult.
Yes, that
the consultation.
And,
they may have forgotten to tell you that the parts don't come cheap.
Yes.
And the actual surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't realize. When you see the first bill, that's not the only bill. What is the bigger picture? Where are they estimating the cost of something like this?
Ek het nog nie presies 'n volle bedrag gekry daaroor nie, want net die dokter het vir my daai presies gegee, net vir die prothese en die doktersfooie vir die operasie en alles. Dis nie eens ingesluit as ek dalk 'n nag moet oorbly of wat ook al nie.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's a lot more to it, my friend.
Yeah. I can't so think.
It's fantastic that we live in an age where those kind of things are possible to do, but a lot of people can't have it done because it comes down to money. Am I right?
Yes.
And you are working.
Yes.
And I'm guessing it's very painful to do the kind of work that you do.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. So even the 50,000 or 100,000 or whatever it may cost is possibly not in your...
No.
And you can't wait with that kind of thing. I can imagine it's waiting...
Nee,
possibly a year from now.
Dag is net seerder,
pijn, en jy doen meer skade.
Ja.
Jy kan meer skade doen van jy werk op hierdie oomblik been op been. Dit kan jou knie en jou rug en alles affecteer. Van nou is jy heeltemal uit balans uit. Dis baie sleg.
Physio costs?
Oh.
I'm guessing.
Yes.
Blood tests?
Yeah. Definitely.
There's a whole lot that comes into it. Manager of the Johannesburg Surgical Hospital, John Fiddler, also joining us this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for your time.
Morning, Martin. Morning, guys.
I hear a lot of these stories. It often bothers me so much that we meet people with a problem and a challenge, and on the other side there is a solution. But to get to the solution, not all South Africans can get there.
Yeah, most South Africans can't get there, unfortunately. The medical aid, the segment of people that are insured by funders is relatively small to our total population.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, these kind of services within an academic environment or a government sector, there's only so much money and so many people that can be helped every year. And they just don't have the kind of budget that you need to accommodate this type of surgery within a budget, within a government environment. Yeah. So that's the big dilemma.
And the average person, when you're dealing with something that you don't know about, I mean, this was all news to Josh, that this is the condition that you've got and this is the solution. You don't think of all, it's like, you know, when most people take their car in for a service, it never stops there. You get the initial quote and then this comes and that comes. And most of us are not in a position to question it.
Yeah.
You're
absolutely.
Like, you need this, you need that. And then there's also that. It's the physio. The blood tests,
absolutely.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot more to it, right?
There's a heck of a lot to it. There's the surgeon. There's the anaesthetist that has to be paid. There is the pathology, which is reasonably small relative to this kind of surgery.
Yeah.
X-rays.
Yes.
You don't want proper imaging because they take those X-rays into theatre to plan how they're going to do this hip.
Yeah.
The actual prosthesis, which is really expensive because these are titanium and super alloys that they use for these hips. And particularly in a young person, you're going to try and get the best possible prosthetic.
Of course.
So you don't have to redo a plant, you know, shortly.
And
so,
the success rate?
Well, probably about 100%.
Wow.
It's very, very successful.
So you can go from this condition and this amount of pain to living a normal life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Interestingly, a lot of our top sportsmen, particularly the ones that have lots of wear and tear on their major joints, hips and knees. Rugby players, long distance runners.
Yes.
Would have had this kind of surgery and you wouldn't even know.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Very
so
functional.
It is commonplace, but it's not commonly affordable.
It's not.
So,
on a funding, it is. If you've got the right funding package, it is affordable because they budget and work it into it.
Yeah.
But, it's becoming more and more difficult for people to afford it. I mean,
okay, so he's been given a quote of 47 or 50,000 rand. I'm guessing it's not that.
Yeah, it's probably about one-fifth of the total cost.
What are you estimating it at?
Depending on the prosthesis, and that's a big unknown, at least 170 to 220,000 rand.
Wowzers.
Did you know that?
No.
Sorry to break that bad news to you.
Wow.
Like if it was just 47 or 50,000 rand.
That's nothing.
That is the start of it, my friend.
Mm.
And you're so young.
So young.
Am I right in saying, I mean, most parents or youngsters wouldn't even think that far. Like he literally thought maybe it's a muscle thing.
This particular disease, one in 1,200 children have it.
Okay.
And it's undiagnosed often until it's a bit later and the functional impairment is there.
Right.
So it's a sore hip and, you know, Johnny's being funny. Go and play rugby, get up and go and do your thing.
Mm.
Kind of, you know, we don't, as parents, we don't always give heed to children complaining about pain.
Sure.
So if we send them to go and play rugby again and again and the damage is there. Nothing that you can do once you've got the disease is going to change the outcome. It is what it is.
You need the surgery.
You need the surgery.
And you want to continue doing what? You're passionate about the hospitality industry.
Yes. So I'm planning maybe one day to open my own restaurant.
Tom, daar ga je lopen, nee?
Ja.
It's not a running
book. Nee, luister, daar ga je baie rond hardlopen. Daar ga je baie rond hardlopen.
Yeah.
Where have we dealt with the Johannesburg Surgical Hospital before?
So I think
your kindness has come up before.
Well, I think we're kind of the new boys on the block, you know?
Yes.
We've only been, September's our second anniversary, so we're quite new in the medical Yes. As a hospital, we're quite new. The doctors that are there have been guys that have been around for a long time. Sure. Some top guys there. So I think we were involved with your golf day last year.
That's and
we
kind of met you.
Toying with the press, you know.
Yes, so, that's right. We met them at the Good Morning Angels golf day last year, the Johannesburg Surgical Hospital. Okay, so now we've given you a little touch of reality there, Josh. Don't panic. John, what news do you have for us this morning?
So we were contacted by Diane, you know, your team, saying, please, can we help? What can we do to help? And we thought, well, it's a big ask. It's a lot of money. How do we do this? Luckily, we spoke to a couple of our doctors and the people that support us at the hospital, and they in their own way have come to the party. So one of our orthopedic surgeons, Philip Mosters, has said he's quite happy to do the replacement pro dia. So that's not going to be a cost from a doctor perspective.
Wow.
The anesthetist that he uses is Julie Herbst, and she's saying she'll give the anesthetic for free.
Wow. So
that's cool. The physios at our hospital have said, Walter Simon, the physios have said they'll do the physio and the rehab for him. So he's sorted there.
Sure.
And that's quite an expensive thing because it carries on for quite a while after surgery. The radiology team at our hospital, M&D, have said they're going to do all the imaging for free. So they're quite happy to do that. And
that's incredible.
And somehow, I don't know what Philip did, but he reached out to the firm that supplies the prosthesis. So no. That's an independent practitioner. They said, okay, boys, we'll throw the prosthesis in. So that's
what?
Done.
Okay, no so way.
From the hospital side, we're going to take care of the hospitalization so we can do this surgery and get it over and done with. And hopefully within a couple of weeks, Josh will be out there doing the comrades or something similar.
Josh!
Cool. Yay!
It's done, my friend. Hey?
I can't even word it.
It's all good. Dank dat jy geskryf het. Hoe voel jy?
Ek is so oorweldig, ek het nie dit verwag nie. Baie dankie.
So plesie.
So, Angels, this morning, Johannesburg Surgical Hospitals, all the doctors that you mentioned, thank you for your kindness, thank you for your generosity. Happy 25th birthday, happy new hip day. And we'll see you. Jy's terug op jou voete en jou bene baie kort, en ek hoop jou drome word bewaarheid met jou eie restaurant going forward. Nice to meet you and thank you for writing to us.
This is net a pleasure. Ek waardeer dit. Een van die grootste, kan ek sê, birthday presents wat ek gekry het, en ek waardeer dit baie.
Better than a Ferrari, hè?
Yeah. And John, listen. People want to know more about this Johannesburg Surgical Hospital. It is, they are the new kids on the block with obviously an amazing wealth of experience of doctors, as you said. Go find out more about them. Good job, Angels. Good job. And happy birthday, Josh.
Yay! Hey!